Yeah, so with the Supreme Court ruling, unfortunately, that is not something that is really can be handled or anything at the university or college level, because it is all coming from Congress and the Department of Education. When it comes to that, my biggest suggestion to students is to closely monitor studentaid.gov, which is the federal website. Any new information that comes out about student loans, forgiveness, or things like that will be posted on that website. And I would also encourage the students, if they do already have those federal student loans, to reach out to their actual loan servicer. And they would be able to provide a lot of information as far as repayment options and what options they do have going through that process.
The decision they're making, of course, is, you know, it's individual for each family about this, but whether to even go the student loan route or not, is that something that you offer some guidance with?
When it comes to that, now, one thing that we do steer clear of with myself and my counselors is we never want to tell a student that, yes, you should or no, you should not take out the loans. The way that we kind of approach that is we break down the options that they have, and those options are going to play a different role in every family, because you have federal student loans from FAFSA, Parent Plus loans that can be completed at studentaid.gov, as well as private education loans, which can be through any lender that they choose. Now, for some families, a private lender may be a better option for them. They may have better repayment terms or a better interest rate. For others, those federal loans are going to be the primary resource that they have access to. But when it comes down to taking loans, I think one of the most important things that students and families can't do is know that it is never too early to start building that plan. So the summer before your first semester of college is probably not the best time to try to figure out how you're going to pay for that. You know, the earlier you can start, the more prepared you're going to be, and kind of work through those details leading up to the student actually starting college and have a game plan in place, as well as, if the option is available to a student and their family, to start saving for college if they know that that is going to be a goal of theirs after high school.
Now, in terms of, do you have a, I guess the question I was thinking about was, what percentage of students at Eastern have some type of loan?
It's a pretty decent percentage. I don't have the exact number off the top of my head, but there are a good number of students, not just at EKU, but just in higher education in general, that student loans are a necessity for them. They have to use those to kind of meet the financial obligation of being able to attend college. So I don't know the exact percentage, but nationwide, it is a pretty good amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over half, you think, probably. Or do you think over half?
I would say of the students that actually complete the FAFSA, probably around half. Now, not every student completes the FAFSA or receives federal aid. And some of those may be using private loans and things like that. But as far as the students that are actually filling out the FAFSA to receive the federal student loans, as well as Pell Grant for those that qualify and things like that, I would say you're probably looking at somewhere around 50%.
And I understand what you said kind of off the top here about the ruling. So you really, the advice that you're giving students that, I'm trying to think of the timing here myself. So with school starting in, what is the startup date for the fall semester? Do you know by chance?
Yes, I believe it is August 14th.
Okay. So for students that are, you know, freshmen coming in August, and here we are in July, so are there things you can do in terms of financing at this point, or is it really too late to even go down that road?
No, there's still a lot of financing options that are available now. And the way that these student loans work, especially with federal loans, really those can be taken advantage of as long as the student has completed a FAFSA and they don't have any previous loans in default and they have not reached their lifetime maximum as an undergraduate student or a graduate student. They can take advantage of those federal student loans up until roughly the last 2 weeks of the fall semester. but it has to happen before the end of the semester because the Department of Education does not necessarily allow us to pay backwards to a previous term. But there are still options available. You know, at this time right now, we're still a little over a month away before the start of classes, and bills aren't actually due until the end of August. So with that in mind, you know, if a family does determine that a Parent PLUS loan or a private education loan is going to be the best option for them, they still have plenty of time to research those, complete the application, be accepted, and for those funds to actually reach the university before fall bills are ever actually due in August.
In light of the Supreme Court ruling on the forgiveness of loans, is it anticipated that that may impact, you know, again, families' decisions as to whether to do that, to go down that road?
I would say it is possible. I would just advise every student and parent, regardless of situation, if you are planning to take out any type of loan, whether that be a federal loan or a private loan, always just assume that any loan that they are taking out is going to have to be repaid at some point in the future. I know that some students have mentioned that, you know, they were a little more okay with student loans, knowing that when the forgiveness was first announced. However, even then, you know, I would always instruct students, if you take out the money in the form of a loan, just expect that that is going to have to be repaid. As we've seen with this Supreme Court ruling, when the president come out and announced that plan last year, court battles have been nonstop over that. And then obviously leading up to the Supreme Court's final decision on that program. So until it actually happens, just assume that any kind of loans would have to be repaid.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Derek?
With that, just to reiterate, if students do have questions about their federal loans specifically, I would encourage them to reach out to their loan servicer. They're going to be able to go over all of their options as far as repayment, interest rates, things like that. When it comes to the student before taking out a loan, if they do have questions, all students that are taking out federal loans have to complete a master promissory note and entrance counseling on studentaid.gov. Going through those processes does not obligate you to receive those loans, but it does break down all of the details of the loans, the repayment options, and things like that. So it gives a very, very good insight to what it is going to look like if you do decide to continue through taking those loans.